For a younger generation of Parisian artists, the camera was both a challenge and an inspiration. They'd turned their backs on the art establishment and its obsessions with grand historical themes and classical mythology. What they wanted to paint was everyday modern life. And rather than compete with the camera, they set out to explore what the camera couldn't. Our human, subjective experiences of the world and how they're affected by light, color, and emotion. The work of the artists who became known as the Impressionists is so familiar to us today that we forget its original power to shock. When Renoir painted a popular outdoor dance that attracted crowds every Sunday, he was celebrating modern life and the new leisure time it made possible. Compared with traditional academy paintings, his style would have seemed rough and incomplete. But it is this impression of the effects of light that has helped define our image of 19th century Paris. Monet is best remembered for his natural landscapes, but he was also fascinated by the modern city. He painted Paris's first train station, the Gare Saint-Lazare, filled with clouds of smoke. Barely visible through the haze, we glimpse the terraces of Haussmann's reinvented Paris. The art of the Impressionists is today regarded as endlessly and effortlessly optimistic, a portrayal of France in a golden age of success and self-confidence. And it is true that the Impressionists did love to paint the Paris middle class at play, picnicking in the parks and boating on the lakes. But they also sometimes did try to capture that strange sense of dislocation, of isolation, that was a new and a troubling feature of the modern city.